Good morning. It is July 19th, 2016. The time is 06:09 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning. A rockin' Tuesday, because I just got done doing my radio show that I will be posting up over there on Mixcloud, the Tioga radio show for today, 19 July 2016. And let's see, that's my, what is it? I'm just looking at my show notes. It's my 146th show that I'm doing. So that's rendering right now on my iPad mini. Thus the fact that I'm doing this audio via Audacity, and I'm speaking into my, which I don't really use that much, my CAD microphone here on the computer desk, because I haven't been over there on Blab that much. But anyway, the sound is going to be sounding a little bit louder because this mic picks up everything in the room. So I'm also having the coffee, and I got the windows open. Don't ask me what the temperature is. It's cool, but we did have the air conditioning on overnight. But next week, something is going to happen to where those that haven't taken advantage of it are going to be missing out big time. And what I'm saying, I could do it next week, but I think doing it a week prior might jar some people and remind some people, hey, maybe you might want to do this if you're a PC person. And that is that for Windows 10, time is running short to upgrade. The clock is winding down there, folks. Less than 10 days and counting if you haven't taken advantage of the opportunity to upgrade. And I have upgraded. I have two Acer PC boxes that are both upgraded to the Windows 10. I have a Surface 3 that I won in a cereal box. I don't know if, did I tell that story? I don't think I've told that story yet. And it's a Windows 10 platform. And I'm liking the Windows 10. But what is it? Many people haven't taken advantage of it. I know a lot of people I work with haven't taken advantage of it, and they do use the PCs. They haven't yet upgraded to Windows 10 and are part of that, quote, Microsoft is just trying to squeeze more money out of me camp of conspiracy theorists, I guess. And, yeah, they have a right to feel that way, I guess. You know, especially those people that are very pro-Apple, and I have Apple products. I've got an iPad mini here sitting right here rendering something for me and does a job. It's my mainstay, but I love PC. I got, after the Commodore 64, I was exposed to Windows 3.1 and haven't looked back. I guess I was a little resistant on trying Apple, but when I got my first iPod Touch, I said, whoa, this is pretty neat. And then the iPad mini came out, and the iPad mini has been my mainstay right now, as much as I'd like to use this Surface 3, but the Surface 3 has a lot of things that the iPad mini can't do. So it's an actual computer that I can take with me that's almost better than a laptop, I would say, in my opinion. I enjoy it. But what is it? I would say that, and it's going to be what, next Friday? Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar. The 29th of this month, that it'll be no more. Because August 22nd, Windows 10 will be receiving its first major update. So if you haven't updated, you might want to get it updated, because the first major update to Windows 10 will be happening. And there'll be Windows 10's anniversary update. It'll be 1 year since they started all this. I think I've been on Windows 10 now for what, about 4 or 5 months, and Windows 10 will receive its first major update, and so-called because it drops right around the operating system's 1 year anniversary. The anniversary update will be free for all Windows 10 users. Windows 7 and 8.1 users have until July 29th to upgrade. So that's reading off of the CNET article. And they have What's this article say? It's 15 things to look forward in the Windows 10 update, and they okay. This talks about the Windows 10 update, a more confusing start menu. It says so. I don't know about that. The first thing you notice in the anniversary update is the start menu is different. There's no longer an all apps menu. Instead of your instant apps appear in the list to the left of the start menu. To the left of this list, you'll see icons for your account download file. Okay, it'll be a funky taskbar, and let's see, Edge extensions. Okay, so Edge improvements, Windows Link. What else? Cortana, which I haven't used on the lock screen. I guess you can show account details. Windows Hello for apps, Xbox Play Anywhere, an improved Windows Defender. Oh, I like that, an improved Windows Defender. That's the virus software. I used it on my netbook, which is a Asus, and that actually still has Windows XP. It's fun playing around with it, a little nostalgia there. Android notifications in your Action Center, a more useful Action Center. So they got a whole bunch. Oh, we got emoji, new emojis. Oh, okay, there we go. Let's see, what do we have? Nothing pops out at me, really. It just looks like there'll be emojis. There's a ninja cat. Looks like, and let's see, active hours. So the CNET article that's entitled 15 Things to Look Forward to in the Windows 10 Anniversary Update is dated as of yesterday. So, you know, if you want to read more, I don't need to go in detail, but it just, I'm excited about it, looking forward to it. I feel very good about updating. I haven't heard any real major problems, just the resistance. I think what I do hear when people talk about not upgrading is just a resistance of not of the change, and like anything, that's a basic human thing of resistance. People don't like to change doing the things they do. They like the little square start box down in the lower left instead of the Windows icon that I'm looking at on my desktop right now, that's on the screen there. So if you haven't updated, go ahead and update. I think you'll enjoy it. You got to get used to it. There's a lot of new bells and whistles and stuff, and they got things changed around. The one thing I liked is the fact that you don't have to use the tiles. I'm not that much of a fan on using the tiles for the Windows platform there, Windows 10. You know, the little pop-up menu that has the tiles, that's sufficient. But the whole screen, it's all right. But you know, it's not the same as say an Apple product, an Apple iPad Mini, where you got the apps icons and stuff. It doesn't blow my socks off, I guess, and stuff. But the platform itself, I think it's very stable. It has actually made my other older Acer a lot more stable, even though I didn't have any problems with Windows 7. I think that's what I upgraded to. So if you haven't done so, go ahead. You only have less than 10 days, so it's all free. I'll be curious to see what it costs to upgrade on a Windows 10. And then there'll be some people that are saying, oh, damn, I should have updated. All right, folks, I'm going to enjoy my cup of coffee here and the nice cool air coming through the side window here at the computer desk. You all have a good one wherever you may be. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace. And if you get a chance, go to Mixcloud. Rich Roberts, was it www.mixcloud.com/RichRoberts to listen to the Mixcloud show. Or else go to my Twitter handle, @FirermanRich, and you'll see the link there. Ciao for now.